Now, perhaps you can understand why I've never told this story before. It's not just the embarrassment of tears, that's part of it, no doubt, but what embarrasses me much more, and always will, is the paralysis that took my heart, a moral freeze. I couldn't decide. I couldn't act. I couldn't comport myself with even a pretense of modest human dignity. All I could do was cry, quietly, not bawling, just the chest chokes. At the rear of the boat, Elroy Berdahl pretended not to notice. He held a fishing rod in his hands, his head bowed to hide his eyes. He kept humming a soft, monotonous little tune. Everywhere, it seemed, in the trees and water and sky, a great worldwide sadness came pressing down on me, a crushing sorrow, sorrow like I'd never known it before. And what was so sad, I realized, was that Canada had become a pitiful fantasy, silly and hopeless. It was no longer a possibility. Right then, with the shore so close, I understood that I would not do what I should do. I would not swim away from my hometown and my country and my life. I would not be brave. That old image of myself as a hero, as a man of conscience and courage, all that was just a threadbare pipe dream, bobbing there on the rainy river, looking back at the Minnesota shore. I felt a sudden swell of helplessness come over me, a drowning sensation, as if I'd toppled overboard and was being swept away by the silver waves. Chunks of my own history flashed by. I saw a 7-year-old boy in a white cowboy hat and a Lone Ranger mask and a pair of holstered six-shooters. I saw a 12-year-old little league shortstop pivoting to turn a double play. I saw a 16-year-old kid decked out for his first prom, looking spiffy in a white tux and black bow tie, his hair cut short and flat, his shoes freshly polished. My whole life seemed to spill out into the river, swirling away from me. Everything I had ever been or ever wanted to be. I couldn't get my breath. I couldn't stay afloat. I couldn't tell which way to swim. A hallucination, I suppose, but it was as real as anything I would ever feel. I saw my parents calling to me from the far shoreline. I saw my brother and sister, all the townsfolk, the mayor and the entire Chamber of Commerce, and all my old teachers and girlfriends and high school buddies. Like some weird sporting event, everybody screaming from the sidelines, rooting me on, a loud stadium roar. Hot dogs and popcorn, stadium smells, stadium heat. A squad of cheerleaders did cartwheels along the banks of the rainy river. They had megaphones and pom-poms and smooth brown thighs. The crowd swayed left and right. A marching band played fight songs. All my aunts and uncles were there, and Abraham Lincoln, and St. George, and a 9-year-old girl named Linda who had died of a brain tumor back in 5th grade, and several members of the United States Senate, and a blind poet scribbling notes, and LBJ, and Huck Finn, and Abby Hoffman, and all the dead soldiers back from the grave, and the many thousands who were later to die. Villagers with terrible burns, little kids without arms or legs, yes, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff were there, and a couple of popes, and a first lieutenant named Jimmy Cross, and the last surviving veteran of the American Civil War, and Jane Fonda dressed up as Barbarella, and an old man sprawled beside a pig pen, and my grandfather, and Gary Cooper, and a kind-faced woman carrying an umbrella and a copy of Plato's Republic, and a million ferocious citizens waving flags of all shapes and colors, people in hard hats, people in headbands. They were all whooping and chanting and urging me toward one shore or the other. I saw faces from my distant past and distant future. My wife was there. My unborn daughter waved at me, and my 2 sons hopped up and down, and a drill sergeant named Blyton sneered and shot up a finger and shook his head. There was a choir in bright purple robes. There was a cabbie from the Bronx. There was a slim young man I would one day kill with a hand grenade along a red clay trail outside the village of Mickey. The little aluminum boat rocked softly beneath me. There was the wind and the sky. I tried to will myself overboard. I gripped the edge of the boat and leaned forward and thought, now.